random topic, but it's a very fundamental topic that can apply to all of us in our daily basis. So we're going to try to go through the main points. The Braita in Shabbat Daf Yutet, at the top of the page, Tanu Rabbanan, אין מפליגים בספינה פחות משלושה ימים קודם לשבת, במה דברים אמורים לדבר הרשות, אבל לדבר המצווה שפיר דמי. So in the Rishonim, there is about six shittot how to explain the Braita, what's the reason for not going in a boat. The shita of Rashbam is that the Braita is not lahalacha at all. The Braita is like Bet Shammai, so we don't care about it. The Rif have a Hava Amina and Maskana. The Hava Amina before he was Choyzer was because of Tchumin, Lemala Me'asara. Shita of the Rach also like that. After Chazara, the Rif changed his mind and he held like the Rambam that the reason for the Yisur is Oneg Shabbat. That if you go in the boat 3 days in advance, so your body get used to the boat and you're not going to suffer from being in the water. There's a leshonot in the Rishonim, if it's like the shaking of the boat or it's like the water that are salty, it's like a combination of them. So that's another topic to discuss, but it's not a topic. The shita of the Bala Maor and the Ramban, we're going to discuss a little bit about that, but both of them saying like Yesod, but they're explaining it in a different way. So the Bala Maor says that the reason for the Isur is that you're not supposed to cause Chilul Shabbos even for Pikuach Nefesh. But if it's far removed, 3 days before Shabbat, it belongs to the past Shabbos, so it doesn't look like you're Matne Lechalel Shabbat. If it's close to Shabbat, it looks like you're trying to you're causing some sort of chilul Shabbat for pikuach nefesh. That it's not something that we want you to do. The Ramban sounds like he explained it with the same yesod, but in a different level of isu. He said that we're discussing someone who is going in a boat with the captain, or how do you call the main person? Is a goy, and the people who are doing the melacha, they're going, but the problem is if Rubo Israel, so they're doing the melacha for you. So if you go close to Shabbat, it looks like they're doing the melacha for you. If you go far from Shabbat, it doesn't look like they're doing the melacha for you. It's not so clear what he's saying and how he explained the Braita. We're going to discuss it a little bit. Ri, in Shabbat Yutet and Tosfot and Eruv and Mem Gimel, with the Rashbam, they argue with the Rashbam, the Ri and Rashbam, Ri hold that the Isur of En Mafgim Basfina is because of the Gzera Midrabanan of Shat. You're not allowed to float on the water on Shabbat. So that's the reason for the Isur. So Maishio are going to concentrate more in the Bala Maor and the Ramban and a little bit in the Rif. But the main idea behind the Bala Maor and the Ramban is that there is a Isur to cause Chilul Shabbat even for Pikuach Nefesh. Now, when you look in the sources, so in the Braita itself we find only the din of Sfina. That Sfina can be a case that you go in the boat and there might be a chance that they're going to do Chilul Shabbat for you. But what about if you go like Shayara Yotzet Bamidbar and it's going to be Vadai that you're going to be Mechalel Shabbos? You go with camels back then and you know that if you're going to go with them, they're not going to stop on Shabbat because they're going. And you yourself are going to need to continue walking with them and you're going to need to do Tchumin Yud Bet Mil according to opinion of the Deoraita. Yud Bet Mil is Deoraita according to some poskim. That is also permissible. So if you look in the Seif Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch is paskin, Ayotzim B'Shayara B'Midbar, Ve'akol Yodim Shem Tzichim Lechalel Shabbat, Ki Mnei HaSakana Lo Yochlu La'akev B'Midbar B'Shabbat Levadam. The same idea. Shlosha Yamim Kodem HaShabbat Asurim Latzet, Ve'Biyam Rishon Hashini Mutar Latzet. Ve'im Achar Kach Yara Lo Sakana, it's fine. So this halakha, this din, is not mefurash in the Ramban and the Bala Maor, but it's mefurash in the Rivash and the Tashbetz. The Rivash and the Tashbetz in the Tshuva, Bet Yosef bring the Rivash, that they learn from the Bala Maor that there is no chiluk. They learn even in Bala Maor himself that the Bala Maor discuss a case that even if you know for sure that in the boat they're going to be Mechalel Shabbos Bevaday, it's going to be fine. Now, how exactly does they explain the Braita? So that, according to the Bala Maor, Lichora, even if the captain is a Jew, it should be fine. Because it's going to be Pikuach Nefesh. If they're not going to continue, they're going to get stuck or whatever. So they can continue doing whatever they need to do to continue move.
The case over here is Safek Pikuach Nefesh.
You could, I'm saying, by a boat, you can say that it's even a Safek. The Rivash understood in the Bala Maor that he discussed even Vaday. Even cases that it's Vaday Chilul. They know that, let's say there is like a... They know it's a long journey, that's for sure that they're going to... In a case that it's Vaday.
Just to make the background is that we're for sure talking about a case where it's going to take... How long is the trip going to be? And what are we talking about?
It can be months. Sure be there it can Shabbos? Be months. Back then it used to be months. Meaning,
but if it's, let's say, it's a two-day trip.
That's the end of the weather. It's all let's see. If you have a short trip,
let's say it's like a little, not a one-day trip, but it's like a two-day trip. So then,
but if you do it in a time that it can be finished before Shabbat, then it's lechora. So, I'm going to discuss now the Tashbet and the Rivash, and it's going to be a little confusing because at the end we're going to discuss the Maharival and the. And the Gadvaz, that they want to say that the Bala Maor discuss only Sofek, but I wanna discuss first the Rivash and the Tashbetz because I think Lahalacha we should be paskin like them and I will explain why. But first of all, the main point that I wanna emphasize in the Tshuva of the Rivash that when you read the Rivash inside. You can find that the way that he explained the Braita is like this. He said the En Mafligim Basfina Shlosha Yamim is Chashash Chilul Shabbat. And then at the end of the Braita it says Uposekim Olishvot Ve'eno Shuvet. So now, according to the Bala Maor, if you discuss case that you are going in a boat that it belongs to a Jew and the Jew is the driver, the Jew is the captain, what is posekim olishbot? Who is going to? If he's a Jew, he have the same chivan. It's meforash in the Braita lichora that we're discussing when the captain is non-Jew. So how can the Bala Maor discuss a case that it's only a Jew inside? So the Givash says the Givash and the Ramban are basically explaining the Braita together. The point that the Bala Maor and the Ramban coming to say that it's mutar to cause Chilul Shabbos, no matter how, by a Jew or by a non-Jew that makes it for you. If it's a Jew, you don't need to be poisek because you don't have anyone to be poisek with. But if you go with a non-Jew, so then you have to be poisek. And then both of them explain the Braita together, meaning they have the Chidush of causing Chilul Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, and they have the Chidush of the chiluk between Rubo Israel and Rubo Goyim. So the point, the idea behind the two opinions is the same, causing Chilul Shabbat for Pikuach Nefesh in the case of the Bala Maor, or causing Chilul Shabbat by a non-Jew, even if it's not Pikuach Nefesh, but causing it by like a grama or by putting yourself in the Sfina. And in a case that you can be Matneh, do it. So it's Meforash in the Tshuvat HaRivash inside. Unfortunately, not all of the Achronim had the Tshuvat HaRivash, so they ask many questions that if you look in the Tshuva inside, it's not a question. We're going to discuss that later. If what I'm saying now also solves a little bit of the problem, because the Chatam Sofer in Tshuva understood that the Rivash, that the Bala Maor and the Ramban are separate opinions, because when you look in the Ran, on the Rif, it sounds like he's dividing them like two opinions. It's not Mukhrach. He said, V'yetera mizot katav Ramban, or something like that. He doesn't say that it's a Machloket, but it sounds like a Machloket, and the Chatam Sofer sounds like he understood that it's a machloket. He probably didn't have all the Rivash in front of him. But if we see the Rivash was a Talmud of the Ran, and he probably knew what the Ran meant better than the Chatam Sofer, so it makes sense that that's what the Kavana of the Ran also. Okay, so now, that's the first step that we had to accomplish, that Bepashtus, we have two Rishonim that hold that you have a problem during the week to put yourself in a situation that's going to cause Chilul Shabbat, although this Chilul Shabbat is Letzorach Pikuach Nefesh. You need to care about it. You shouldn't do it like close to Shabbat. And if it's Dvar Mitzvah, you can do it close to Shabbat also.
What would the Yechol be doing? What are you being over if you do that? If you were to go?
Well, exactly. What's the Isser? What's the Isser? So that's the second step. That's the Chelek Bet of the Shiur. And even one step before that is being Mechalel Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. What exactly is it? Is it Hutra or Dchuya? Is it like a Maise Isur that I'm doing for this person? And it's Mutar, but it's not a Lechatchila thing. Or when you have a sick person that is in danger, there is no Shabbos for him. There is no Isur HaShabbat for him. So that's a very old Machloket. And I want to bring it here also because it's a hakdama also for Hilchot Chole B'Shabbat, and we should have that in our pocket for the future. So the Rambam Hilchot Shabbat Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the source is page number 3, source number 1. The beginning of the Rambam, the Dchuya Shabbat Itzel Sakanat Nefashot Keshar Kol HaMitzvot. So if you medayek in the beginning of the Rambam, it sounds like it's Dchuya. If you want to be medayek at the end of Halakha Bet, you can be medayek the opposite. He says at the end, "Klalo shel davar legabei chole shesh bo sakana hu kechol lechol hadvarim shehu tzarich lahem." It's mamash like chol. So the Kesef Mishneh is medayek in the beginning. The Kesef Mishneh says the Rambam hold like it's tchuya. The same way that by tum'ah we hold tum'ah tchuya yi betzibur, and the nafkamina of tum'ah tchuya betzibur, that means that basically there is a little bit of a sin when you do the korban betuma. We need the ritzui tzitz. The tzitz needs to be meratze. And also nafkamina, that if you have kohanim teorim and kohanim tmeim, you should prefer the kohanim teorim, although the majority are tmeim. Lemaise, it's not the only one. Even if you're not accepting the dikduk in the Rambam, because some achronim argue with the Kesef Mishneh, but lemaise, you have the Rashba and the Ran that also hold the same way that it's chuya. The main Rishon that holds that it's Hutra is the Maharam Rotenburg, that's source number 3. The case that the Maharam Rotenburg discusses is that if you have a Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana, and you have in the house or in the store you have a Nevela to buy, you don't need to do any Melacha, or you can Shecht a chicken. So you're going to do a Melacha Isus Kila, and you're going to get kosher meat. So what you should do? What should you do? So he hold that since Melechet Shabbat Hutra Etzel Chole, Sheyesh Bo Sakana, so there is no Shabbos for him. So if I'm going to shecht, I can get a kosher piece of meat. So it's like I have a kosher piece of meat and a nevela. So although I can feed a Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana, I can feed him nevela, but I should bring him the easiest thing. So I should do the Shechita. Shechita is nothing, because Shabbat Hutra Etzel Chole Sheyesh Bo Sakana. So that was the Maharam Rotenburg hold. If you're going to be medakdek in the Piskei Arid in Shabbat, you can be medakdek the same that he hold like the Maharam Rotenburg. Some Rishonim said that the reason that it's going to be mutar to shecht, although it's going to be a bigger issue, even if you hold Chuya, you should still shecht because he's going to be discussed. But let's say he doesn't know about it. Then you're saying that maybe if he doesn't know, there is still Timtum. But we're discussing Isur Skila. Isur Skila is a lot more than Timtum Anefesh. If you hold it, it's a problem. I mean, Timtum Anefesh is something that exists, but when you discuss Isur Skila versus, you know what I mean? So it's true, but when we're discussing this kind of chumrat,
it's not a stamis alav. It's not a stamis alav. It's a alav plus timtum.
Yeah, timtum is not. It's not going to override. Yeah. Piskei Arid mashma like the Maram Rotenburg. Lemaise, the Rashba in Shabbat in Kuflamed hold that it's Dchuya also. That he doesn't answer the same answer the Piskei Arid answer. So we have a big machloket Rishonim, and Lemaise we hold that it's Dchuya. That's how the Shulchan Aruch is paskenin according to the majority of the paskim. The Rosh in Yoma in Perik Chet Siman Yudaled, he brings all the shittos, he summarizes them, and he holds Lemaise it's Tchuya. But again, even if it's Tchuya, in this case, there might be enough reason that we're going to shecht if he doesn't want the nevela, if he's not going to eat. But I'm just bringing that like for the point that before we discuss our sugya, we need to think about that, because in my opinion, it's pretty simple that the Maharam Rotenburg and the Tosfot Rid they're not going to explain the sugya like the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, because according to them, there is no Isur to begin with when you're dealing with Melacha of Chilul Shabbat for Pikuach Nefesh. So why would you be concerned about it in Tuesday? Even in Shabbos itself, you can do. There is no Isur, there is no Pgam by doing Melacha for Cholesh Yesh Bo Sakana.
So would we allow you to go on Shabbos?
Pikuach Nefesh? You're putting yourself. What do you mean?
You say there's no problem of
Pikuach Nefesh because it's Hitra, so when if they're going to explain the sugya because of Shad, they're going to tell you don't do it on Shabbos because of Shad.
Okay.
But the problem of Pikuach Nefesh for them, it's not going to be relevant. That's what I'm trying to say. They can't explain the sugya like the Baal HaMor and the Ramban, in my opinion. 3 days to maybe in Shabbos itself, maybe you can argue because you're going to make up an issue, but 3 days before, well, it's very far to say that. I mean, you can be doichek and say it's takanat chachamim and like fine, but it's a lot far when there is no problem with the actual melacha itself on Shabbos. So to do harchaka from it during the week, it sounds very far for me. Now, let's discuss the Ramban and the Baal HaMor that do. Lichora hold. The Ramban is meforash also in Shabbat Kuflamed that he hold the Tchuya, so it's proving my point, but other Rishonim Lichora. Now, what is the nature? Yeah.
You could still say, forget about the Sfina for a second, even for a Chola, you could say that you still, if you're scheduling a surgery, you'd rather not be in a situation where you have to have a whole sheish basakana on Shabbos.
Why? If it's hutra, what's the problem? You're not doing a melacha, it's nothing.
You're not doing a melacha, but it's
still nothing.
Good.
It's completely fine to shecht for chole. For chole, there is no Shabbos. There's no Shabbos, fine. You're saying I shouldn't no cause chole to be on Shabbos. It's far removed. But again, I'm not saying that it's impossible to explain that. It's just like a lot. We're going to have a problem to define what exactly is the issue according to the Ramban, so to go even further than that and say that it's like not even an issue, but Chazal, so it's like bigger dochak. I'm not saying that it's impossible completely. Now, what is the nature of the issue? We're discussing the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. They're saying that there is a issue, Erev Shabbos. Not to put yourself in a situation that's going to cause Chilul Shabbos.
When you actually offer on the Isur in this Siman as well, is it on Shabbos when whatever is done for you, or is it when you actually set out on the Shayara, you've got on with the
Siman?
When did you commit?
So you're bringing me to the something that I didn't want to speak about so much, but the Rebbe Elchanan in Kovetz Ha'arot is trying to explain in the Magen Avraham that says that that's why people are misaking themselves, is that retroactively it's going to be Usur. We're going to see if you have time to discuss that, but the Pashtus is that there is the issue to put yourself in the situation, Lichora Mid Rabbanan, and then that by itself is an Isur, and then when it happens, you're over the regular Isur of doing melacha for, it's not Isur, you're doing a melacha for Pikuach Nefesh, so it's not an Isur, but you shouldn't have put yourself in this situation. To say that you're over Lemafrea because you're Doiche, so it's not going to be Doiche Shabbat, and you're going to be Mechalel Shabbos, that's it's going to, you'd say Shechmarta, people are going to kill themselves because they did Isur the Rabbanan, so it's not going to, maybe we'll have more time to discuss that, but Bepashtus, we're discussing Isur de Rabbanan during the week to put yourself in a situation that's going to cause a slight of something of Chilul Shabbos, like a lower level Chilul Shabbos, that it's not real Chilul Shabbos because it's mutter, but putting yourself in the situation, it's not something that Chazal wanted us to do. That's the Pashtus is that there is Isur de Rabbanan. The problem that makes us start thinking that it's Isur de Oraita is the Baal HaMor himself. The Baal HaMor himself, on the Rif, it's source number 8, the discussion on the Rif is basically based on the Gemara in Eruvin Samechet. The Gemara discuss the case that if you had a bris, the baby is sick now, and the hot water that you have after the bris poured out, nishtapchu chamimav achre mila, so you can be mechalel Shabbos and warm up new water. But what is the case if you didn't do the bris yet, and the urn just fell now, and there is no hot water now? So you know now that if you're going to make the bris, you're going to need to heat water after. And usually we wouldn't allow you to heat water because you could have done it be'erev Shabbos. Yenuka de'ishtapu chamemeh, before the mila, the Baal HaMor says, you can read it in source number 8, אם נשפחו קודם מילה, המילה נדחית ואין השבת נדחה. וראיה לדבר מה יונק הדשתה פחמימה, כדי לדבר במסכת עירובין. וכך כתב הריף בסוף זה הפרק, ואיך הדשתה פוחמים עד ינוקה, אוהב דו סימנים, בתר דאימום, עבדין עליה בשבת משום סכנה. דשמינן מיני, דשתפו חמים ומקמא דאימול, תדחה מילה ולא תדחה שבת. The Baal HaMor says, if the water נשתפחו before the bris, no bris. So you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation that's going to cause Chilul Shabbos after, and you're doich the bris. So come the Kilot Yaakov and says, Lichora, it's muchach from here that the isur to put yourself in a situation that's going to cause Chilul Shabbos after, Lichora, it should be deoraita isur, because if it's a derabonan isur, why would it push away the bris?
On Shabbos.
Right. Right.
So maybe it's also deoraita on Shabbos.
Right, that's the answer that he said. He said, some gadol told me, I asked some gadol, that's the next source, number 9, it's the copy of it. He says, בעיקל נראה שעיקר החילוק הוא, it's in the copy, it's not typed, it's the, ועל כן נראה שעיקר החילוק הוא בין קודם השבת לביום השבת. קודם השבת לא חל עליו עדיין חיוש שביטה ושמירה, וכשעושה מעשה, שעל ידי זה יהיה מוכח למלאכה, אין זה בגדר מחל לשבת, רק גורם. אבל חל השבת, נתחייב ישו בשביטתו. So he's trying to be מחלק between before Shabbat and after Shabbat. If you're happy with this חילוק, שכוייך, I'm not happy with that. I have a few problems with this. What? That's my problem. Wait.
Before Shabbos, you should not be allowed to do the
Mila. No, he said, the Isur before Shabbos is going to be the Rabbanan Isur. And that's why there is a חילוק between 3 days before Shabbat. And because b'doraita you're not gonna do this chilukim. L'dvar mitzvah you can b'doraita isur doraita. What's the? So you have to say that before Shabbat there is no real isur. It's just the rabbanan arachaka. But in Shabbat itself it's isur. So what exactly is the isur? So mima nafshach, it's very hard for me to understand. If you're talking about grama b'Shabbat is the rabbanan. If it's not grama, it's the fact that you cause yourself to be doiche, that's gonna retroactively or gonna be oiker, that it's not doche. It's a bigger chidush, and it's basically saying that because of chashash, pikuach nefesh, doche Shabbat, you're not going to do the bris that it doche Shabbat. And even if he's right, what?
It's worse than grama.
Right.
It's you're on Shabbat, you're causing, you took a step that leads to this, to what you took an action that's leading to your action. Grama is I did something which has like a, an indirect
system.
Effect, which I'm, here I'm putting myself in a situation where I have my action is causing my action, so it's they're connected.
See, might cause my, it's
not, I'm making the bris, right. And now he's becoming sick, and I need to do another chilul Shabbos for him. So how can it be more than grama?
I think there's a such a word because I'm saying you need that water because he's automatically a chole when you make the bris.
So you're causing him to be a chole, and you're causing a sakana, and you're causing. So
right.
It's grama.
So
it's not.
It's not. It's not like a grum. It's my action is effectively when I do that prayer, I'm effectively.
You're saying it's like a psikresha?
Yeah, that's actually okay. That's what I would say.
That's the words I'm going to use. Because nevers on Shabbos, you can't do any doraisa to be over.
No, that's what you're in the field now.
If they're really, this is a real, not a putting yourself in the situation of getting people nevers, but there really is a need for people nevers. You would have to be over in a doraisa. What would Balmar say in that situation?
That's the case. You're going to need to hit water.
The case is where you're putting yourself in a situation where you might be pikuach nefesh.
It's going to be a pikuach nefesh, and I'm going to need to hit hot water after the bris.
No, but you're doing it's a step A to get to step B. Step A isn't step A causes step B.
Right.
Step B is the pikuach nefesh, but
right.
you can't do step A to cause step B. My question is, what if their only case is step B? There's no step A. Someone is.
That's a regular pikuach nefesh.
So if you can definitely do pikuach nefesh, what is the problem of setting it off?
That's our sugya. You're not allowed to cause en mafligin. You're not allowed to cause chilul Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. And here it's during Shabbat itself, so it's even more.
You don't like the
Wait, I didn't finish. I don't get what's the source of the Isur Shabbat. If you medakdek in his lashon, it's mashma that he's discussing Isur Shvita, Isur Aseh. He said before Shabbat you don't have Isur Aseh of Shvita, so it's not chal on you. So it's only Isur the Rabbanan. After Shabbat you have Shvita, so although it's going to be a melacha muteret because it's for chilul Shabbos, but you're going to be mevatel the Shvita of Shabbos that you already chayav. But in my Brit Milah is doiche the Isur Lav of Shabbat and the Isur Aseh. So you, because of Isur Shvita, you're not going to be able to do the Isur Shvita. I don't get what his and I have the kasha that you can't argue is the next source. In my opinion, you can argue with what I'm saying now with the kashyas, but one kasha that I think that it's like it's not going to help the Kilot Yaakov, the Rashba in Kufla Medaled, he's holding the same thing like the Balamor. That if Ishtapu Chamimeh is asked to do the bris, and he says that even if you know that after the bris you're going to need to be Mechalel Shabbos Beisur de Rabbanan, that you could have solved before Shabbat and you didn't do it, don't do the bris. And this Svara of the Kirot Yaakov is not going to help for the Rashba. Because for Isur de Rabbanan to be Mevatel the bris, it doesn't make any sense. So, I'm going to read the Rashba inside, the emphasized part, source number 10. Ela vaday shamin amine de kol davar she'anu yod'in betchilat ha'inyan she'yavo lidi isur melacha va'afilu de rabanan she'ena niteret kodem zman tidache otam mitzvah kede she'lo navo levasof lidi kach ve'kol she'kin be'melachot de'oraita. So, in my opinion, the pshat in the Rashba and in the Bala Maor is very simple. There is dine arel azav izmel he'emidu divrem. Chazal has a certain Chumrot for Isur de Rabbanan, that they were ma'amid the Isur de Rabbanan, that it's going to be doich as a bris. If you don't have the knife in the area, you're not allowed to bring it even derech Karmelit. And you mevatel the mitzvah. So Chazal have the concern that a few Isurim de Rabbanan, they said you're not doing the bris. Although a bris bizmano is a mitzvah and it's doche Shabbat, if you're going to be mechalel Isur de Rabbanan before the brit to make the brit, don't do the bris. So the Rashba is mechadesh. The same way that Chazal ma'amid Divrem for Isur de Rabbanan, like Ismael, so too, if you know at the time of the bris that you're going to need to be Mechal El Shabbos for Isur de Rabbanan after, don't do the bris, because Ha'amidu Divrem. But it has nothing to do for our discussion, putting yourself in a situation that's going to cause Chilul Shabbos. Has nothing to do with it. And that's why the Rashba and the Baal HaMor that are makel by us, they say that if it's Bar Mitzvah, you can be Mechal El Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, you can cause Chilul Shabbos, but here they are Machmir for the Mitzvah, because it has nothing to do with each other. That's Lichora my Pshat in the Rashba, and I think it's Miyushav, the Rashba and the Baal HaMor.
Like by Tzarek Mitzvah, we say Chazal were in Gozer. So the Tzarek Mitzvah, they were in Gozer.
Right, so that's why it's not contradict, because it's a mitzvah here is not going to help, because Chazal were mevatel the mitzvah here. And you should just know that in this sugya, the Ramban is arguing with the Baal HaMor. He's saying, if you know that the Chilul Shabbos is going to cause after, I don't care. Do the bris, and if there is a Chilul Shabbos after, fine. Mutar lechalel Shabbat for Sakana Nefashot. So he's arguing with the whole concept of the Baal HaMor there. He's more maker than the Baal HaMor. He's it just proves the fact that we just mentioned before that, like the Rivash, that the Rivash and the Balaam Or, that the Ramban and the Balaam Or are going with the same approach, that there is no real issue causing Chilul Shabbos happening after, if it's Tzorach Mitzvah.
Maybe for Milah is a separate point, because it's not that he's not doing the mitzvah of Bris Milah. He can't do the mitzvah of Bris Milah at that time, on the eighth day. It's an aspect of Bris Milah he can't do, so that's why Bris Milah would be a different aspect. Because you really could still do the mitzvah of Bris Milah on day nine. It's just you're missing one part of the mitzvah of being on the eighth day. So Bris Milah would be a different aspect. That's why the Baal Mor would say, that one you can't be Mechal Shabbos for, because you could still do the Bris the next day. You might miss that aspect of doing it on the eighth, the ninth day. You could still miss the aspect of doing it on the eighth day, but for that, I'm not going to let you Mechal Shabbos for to put yourself in, because
that
something else.
That can explain the reason that Chazal were Ma'amid Divrem. You're explaining why Chazal were Ma'amid Divrem in these cases, although it's not so clear, because they were Ma'amid Divrem for Hazaah, Be'erev Pesach, that you can't be Mekayim Pesach this year, so you missed the whole year. So it might be that there is more reason Chazal didn't want people to be more too makel, and it's something that made in public, so they had more. I don't know. It might be, but I'm not. The other isurim that Ha'amidu Divrem, your logic is not gonna hold. Now, I want to discuss a few nafkaminot before I'm gonna. We'll see. I guess we're not going to have time for the nispach. I made a whole nispach about the discussion of the Maharil and the Radvaz. I don't know how much time we're going to have, but it's in the paper. So if you have time now with the Chazara, if you don't have time to, if you don't you don't want to make Chazara, you can just like. Okay, so the third part, I'm going to discuss a few nafkaminot lemaise as a result of what we're discussing. The first nafkamina applies to most of us in some point in our lives. A pregnant woman, she knows that she's going to deliver very soon. It can happen any day. And she lives like half an hour from the hospital. Does the family or the woman, do they have a chiyuv to move for Shabbos to somewhere close to the hospital that they wouldn't need to be mechal Shabbos driving to the hospital? So the main yesod that brought up in the Torah Tayoledet and the Ochot Shabbat is there is a big difference between our case to the case of a pregnant woman. When we discuss a pregnant woman, a pregnant woman just stay in her own house. She's not putting anything active to leave her house and go somewhere. She's just staying in her house, and if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, but she's not doing any active thing, so it's not belong to our sugya. What can be belong to our sugya is, let's say, they get an invitation before Shabbos that for a bar mitzvah or for a simcha that they want to leave their house, and the other house that they're invited to is farther. Let's say it's a another half an hour driving to the hospital. Can they leave the house and go to the simcha, although basically they're putting themselves in a situation that they're going to need to be mechal more Shabbos?
But even then, she's not causing the chilul Shabbos. It's like the pikuach nefesh. It's coming on its own.
So that's one of the svaras also, that it's a sofek that it's going to happen. Right. It's not from you.
She's not causing
moving to that house doesn't cause the right, but it caused the more chilul. It caused the more chilul. It caused the extra driving.
Because if there's a pikuach nefesh, right, there will have to be more.
Right. So anyway, but the heter that we have is a dvar mitzvah. So that's what if it's a sheva brachas or a bris or you have the heter of dvar mitzvah that you're allowed to leave erev Shabbos. The Dvar Mitzvah, so you can rely on that also. If it's not Dvar Mitzvah, just like for fun, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Dvar Mitzvah, Lirot Pnei Chaveru also Dvar Mitzvah. So that's the first.
What about inducing labor? The doctors give the.
Usually inducing is for health purpose.
Usually they give like a range though. It could be within, you know, you have 2 weeks.
So if you have the option, and then it's not going to cause any tzar, and. You have also the tzar aspect of rif, so.
No, but
even if it's not a pikuach nefesh, you still have a tzar of.
Does that mean like you have to go to the nearest hospital, or could you go to the hospital that your obstetrician goes to? Like, if you're in
a consideration, of better care is always override.
It's not better care; it's just that you're comfortable with that doctor.
That's also considered fine. B'shvil acholei sheishan patur. You can allow to just even a blind person, he knows that if there is light, people are gonna. So that's fine. Now, wait. We have more nafkaminot. Okay, surgery, not urgent surgery. So, again, if the person suffers, so even if it's not urgent, the fact that he suffers is considered like dvar mitzvah, and then it's gonna be mutter. On the other hand, if he's not suffering, it's not urgent, and even if it's not going to cause chilul Shabbos, if you know that this surgery is going to cause pain in Shabbos, then you have the shita of the rif, that you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation that's going to be mevatel oneg Shabbos, so that should be taken into consideration also.
Are you saying the situation where you plan the surgery on Shabbos?
No, three days before Shabbat.
That seems like, based on that extension of that svara, if there's somebody that some relatives that I don't like, so having them at the Shabbos table would also be a usher. I mean, I don't really. That's not a. That's a completely theoretical construct. But I'm being serious. We're not.
And then he's going to contradict Shalom Bayit. So. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt. Just in the show of hands, who did not daven Ma'ariv?
I didn't daven Ma'ariv. I'm at 10:45 in the
Israel.
Seriously. So you guys can do do minyan afterward. But if guys are interested in the future and have minyan afterward, obviously we should consider.
Should continue? Okay, so the third nafkamina, I hope the doctors are still here. The third nafkamina is...
Eric's being very careful.
Yeah.
I don't like the last one. Because surgery now is like not a 3-day thing. It's a day thing.
So then it's not a problem.
That's what the surgeon says, but that's not the surgery.
But if you did a surgery on Monday, you could still have 5 days. You could still be, still have 6 days.
Yeah, but Monday, not 4 days.
Three days. Again, each case is different. So you need to, each case is, I'm just giving like an abstract ideas.
Is it okay if you wasn't pulled on Friday, or maybe you have to do on Monday?
The third nafkamina, very relevant. It's very interesting machloket achronim that I was very surprised to see. A doctor that has a shift Shabbos afternoon, and he knows that he needs to drive to the hospital Shabbos afternoon. Should he live in the hospital the whole Shabbos? Should he move next to the hospital, or can he just stay in his house and drive to the hospital for Chilul Shabbos, for saving people? So it's interesting to see that there is a machloket between the Israeli poskim and the American poskim. And I was very surprised to see that the Tshuva in the Gos Moshe and Chelek Or HaChaim Kuf Lamed Aleph, he says that he should live next to the hospital, or should stay there the whole Shabbos, or we should find somebody who's going to drive there, because why should you go there? They have enough doctors, they have... why should you drive there? I was very surprised to see that. The poskim in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliyoshiv, Zohar HaShabbos in Perek Kaf, Seif Ayin Aleph, source number 14, רופא שיש לו תורנות בבית חולים אשר תחילתה היא באמצע השבת אינו חייב לשהות בבית החולים מתחילת השבת אלא רשאי להיות בביתו וכשיגיע זמן התורנות ייסע לבית החולים. It's better to drive with a non-Jew, but in Israel to drive with a non-Jew it's a פיקוח נפש by itself. וגם אם הוא נמצא בבית חולים ביום שישי, so even farther חידוש, even if you work in the hospital on Friday and then you want to drive home, and by driving home, you basically actively is doing a mindset to put yourself in a situation that you're going to need to drive back, that's fine also. And they based what they're saying on our sugya, that Lidvar Mitzvah, to spend Shabbos with your family in your house, to make your own and normal Oneg Shabbos in your house, that's Logara Midvar Mitzvah, that you allow to cause Chilul Shabbos after. So spending Shabbos in your house and get a normal sleep.
Our case, even our most extreme case in Sif Dalid, was where there was you caused a pikuach nefesh, right? Here, you're causing a pikuach nefesh, right. You're causing that you have to show up for your job, which involves.
Right. I think that's the idea, that it's not so clear to me, and I think I didn't want to talk a lot about it, but I spoke a little bit with my wife also. She's a doctor, and like, it seems like that the point is that it might be that that's what was behind the scene, the poskim here, that Reb Moshe lives in America, and he had the system doesn't really need all the Jews to function. The system can work even without Jews. So the fact that they pick you to come is random. And why would you go there? I mean, try to find somebody else. In Israel, when you have, hypothetically, all the doctors are Jews, and you need to function, you can't have the doctor there 24 hours because they need sleep. Somebody needs to come. Somebody. And if all the people going to need to sleep in the hospital, all the workers, you're going to need like 200 beds, it's going to ruin... And that's another point that we're going to mention. Shabbos Tchuya doesn't mean that you need to do like extreme ishtadlus to be Moneh Chilul Shabbos. If it's in front of you, pick the better way, but you don't need to make like a crazy tircha to be Moneh Chilul Shabbos. So maybe in Israel, because it's impossible to manage the system without like giving shifts, that basically part of the system that people should come and go because not everyone can stay there, technically. But it's more like a technical problem, but lemaise it's going to cause like a real problem. A mahadrin...
And the Jews don't have like necessary control over how the wheel, who has to be aware.
If you call out, they have a replacement.
I'm saying, but they know they're never going to be available for a shift.
Right, so each case can be changed, but I was very surprised to see this machloket. It was, for me, it was like a...
But even there's a lot of different angles in terms of how far you go. So you could also go out of your way to make sure Nachwi drives. You could have a non-Jewish driver making sure to pick you up, so you don't have to have...
That's what he said. If you can do that, that's the best way. Yeah, and then you can have... Right, I'm saying.
It's a matter of how far you have to go to avoid a fellow child.
So there is a dikduk in the Rambam that you don't need to do. The case that they bring from Tuman Chuya is when you have Kohanim that are Tehorim and Tmeim, so you should pick the Tehorim. But if the Tehorim are far from Beis Hamikdash, you don't need to wait like a couple of hours until they're going to come, and you can do it Betuma, although it's Tchuya. So you see the idea that even if it's Tchuya, you don't need to make like a crazy effort. So I guess it's also depending on the person, depending on many details. So
let's talk about the residencies that doctors have to go through. So there are some, there are Shomer Shabbos residencies in some fields, and they're not that, perhaps they're far away, they may not be the, I don't know, maybe let's say it's not the
Cleveland,
best program.
For example, yeah.
But so would a doctor who's entering a residency be chayev to dafka take or try for the Shomer Shabbos residency, even if it doesn't have all the other, it has drawbacks, rather than put himself into a residency where he will have to be in the Mekalel Shabbos on a regular basis?
It's a very tough question, and it's even more than our sugya, because in the case of residency, you're not even a doctor yet.
Right.
So your Chilul Shabbos is not really necessary while you're doing residency or while you do the training in med school. They ask you to write and they don't really need you. You just like... So it's even harder question than ours.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our case, you're doing Chilul Shabbos to save people. By training, you many times just don't do anything. You just
do... Not a good program.
You don't get as good a training by doing
so
that.
So that's a major shaila, and I'm sure that all of you know the Rabbanim who discuss that, but it's not our topic. It's a even more difficult question. So, I mean, I really wanted to discuss the Nispach because I have many questions on the Maharival and the Radvaz, that the Mishnah Berurah, the Biur Halacha is trying to be machmir a little bit like them, but I have a lot of questions and proofs against them, and I spoke with Rav Willig also, and he was maskim, so you should take a look if you have time, and there is enough reason to be makel against even the Magen Avraham that brings down the Maharival and the Radvaz. Sounds like he was just explaining why are people machmir, but he doesn't hold like them lahalacha. So the Biur Halacha here have a few questions. If you want the answers, you can look in the page.